Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The Book of Clothing, Chapter 117. The Desirability of White Clothing. Qala Allah Ta'ala. A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajeem. Ya bani Adam qad anzalna alaykum libasan yuwari sawaatikum wa riisha. Wa libasu taqwa dhalika khair. Surah Al-Araf. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O children of Adam, we sent down you clothing which covers your private parts, and we sent down clothing of adornment and the clothing of piety that is the best. Qala Allah Ta'ala, وَجَعْلَ لَكُمْ سَرَابِيلَ تَقِيكُمُ الْحَرَّ وَسَرَابِيلَ تَقِيكُمْ بَأْسَكُمْ Surah An-Nahl. And he made for you garments that protect you from the heat and garments that protect you in war. Ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qala ilbisu min thiyabikum al-biyad fa innaha min khayri thiyabikum wa kaffinu fiha mubtakum rahbu Dawud tirmidhi qala hadithun hasan sahih. And Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma, the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahabihi wa sallam, said, wear white garments because they are your best garments, and enshroud your deceased in them as well. Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, the messenger of Allah said, wear white garments because they are your best garments, and enshroud your deceased in them as well. And Sumra radiallahu ta'ala anhu qala qala sallam, ilbisul bayad fa innaha adharu atyab wa kaffinu fiha mawtakum rawahu an-Nasa'i wal Hakim qala hadithun sahih. And Sumra radiallahu anhu, the messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, wear white garments because they are purest and excellent, and enshroud your disease in them as well. So this chapter, desirability of white clothing. They're most pure, and what you also disease, your disease, who passed away, and white yesterday. Yesterday I was supposed to leave after the taqdeer. That's why I thought, subhanAllah, has this hikmah that we're not doing sunnah at the kaf in the Sharif Masjid over there in Korwal. So I'm going, this is why probably has that thing told us that we're doing nafil at the kaf. Well, I got the news of my cousin brother, Qari Shabir Sab Nawarullah Makadahu. He passed away, who was sick since over about 6 weeks. And very severe sick. And then at then, yesterday 11:10, he passed away. His last breath. He was Qari Shabir Damat Nawarullah Makadahu, a very lovely person. My first cousin, my mother's brother's son, Qari Salih Sahib. Qari Salih Sahib was a very respected personality, taught many, many great Qurras. You know, Qari, you see Qari Tahir Sahib, Qari Umar Farooq, all these Qurras around Toronto, their ustaz, Qari Siddiq's ustaz, is my uncle, Qari Salih, my mother's brother, and my dad's one and only sister's son was Qari Shabir, who passed away. So obviously, and how he came to Canada, and today I'm just telling you guys for Ibra and what joining ties and this is, you'll understand. Qari Shabir came to Canada, he was married to my sister, my oldest sister. It didn't work out, less than a year or so. He divorced my sister, oldest sister, Qari Shabir, who passed away. Still, my mother actually was more closer to him until the end, and even his whole family, everybody knew, than his own mother until the end. And never did my mother say that this is the one who divorced my daughter. Understand? Never. It doesn't work out, taqdeer. Just to teach today, you know, all these black grudges and all this. Never, my father and my mother, never. I remember when I was a student, I used to come after two years, and Qari Shabir was living in those buildings in Parliament, in those buildings there. And my mom used to always send Ramadan every day. Every day she used to send food for him. Alhamdulillah. So this is, and then his whole family, alhamdulillah, came. All my uncle, my aunt passed away. And Qari Shabir was a very lovely person, very generous. 10, 15, 20 years he'd done Imamat of Taravi in Medina Masjid. Beautiful Qari he was. Last 10, 15 years he's Masur. Masur meaning that you see how big he became. And when we, alhamdulillah, then Yesterday we got the news, alhamdulillah, as soon as I got up, I woke up because I was doing preparation and that. And then I quickly went to Medina Masjid and Qari Tahir said, we're bringing the body. I just got there and just in 2 minutes the body was there, alhamdulillah. We just gave ghusl in that. And Qari, obviously, Qari Shabir was very big. So alhamdulillah, rahmullah alayh. And I thought, subhanallah, what a lovely person. Ramzan, shahadat, in 6 weeks of such sickness he had, that this is how a person gets purified, through sickness when Allah has a status. I go, what, you know, accepted person. He was very obedient to his, obviously, his parents, his father. Very, very lovely person. Millions, hundreds of people have benefited from him in many ways. Many ways, many, many akabir, mashayikh. He was a very lovely person. Very, my mom goes that just before the sickness, just before sickness, when he came, he goes, look, I will make uncle laugh because of my father. Yani, that's his. Because like I said, his mother, my father's only one sister. His thing, because my dad is very, he was sick. So I'll make him laugh. And he said, right beside my mom, and he said, look, I'll make him laugh. And he would. He was very, a very lovely person he was. So he passed away to the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so janazah started yesterday. Two people in groups are doing janazah. And it'll be also today until 11 o'clock and then the burial. And then probably after Zuhra, I'll be leaving to Cornwall, inshallah. But I'll just make dua. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all our deceased know, did he pass away in the sickness or what it is. He was sick already and he had all these different complications. But you know, that is Allah gives everybody death. Huh? There's a reason, you need this is some, you know, or we say because of this, a person got into accident, he passed away because of cancer, this and that. Because we don't attribute it death direct to Allah, but the real giver of death in life is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the most important thing is that we do things in our life that a person, we go to Allah in a good state, in like some people who went in Ramadan, many people, our thing here, remember his father passed away in Ramadan, Mubarak too. And people go in good state. Some people go in Sajda, some people go in Umrah, some people go in Makkah and Medina, some people go on the day of Arafah. Some people, when I hear, and then when I was meeting my cousin brothers, and then my uncle, then I went straight, after a ghusl and everything, alhamdulillah, I went straight to my uncle, Mama, his father. He's Mazur too, Kai Saleh. And then straight after that, I went to my parents because my dad took it very hard. But all my other siblings were there because my dad, he's already on oxygen 6, 7, 8 months. If you see my dad, he's become like this skinny. He's like a little bone. This is what he's holding, my dad. Allah prolong his shadow of that. But the biggest thing is that how Salah Rahmi in between a family, even though Qari Shabir came to Canada. He was married to my sister. And that's her, and his whole family. And he didn't work out. It's taqdeer. And divorced in about a year or so, less than a year. Alhamdulillah. But we never ever felt that this person, that's not the way it was with us. Never. Huh? Never ever felt like that. Never ever did we keep that. This is ta'aluk, muhabbat, love. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at our time give us husna khatima. Allah give us husna khatima. Whatever, when we go to Allah, we go, this is why Rasulullah s.a.w. dua in Salatul Janazah, Allah makfili hayyina wajtina, living he started with. So he's making dua for the deceased here body. Allah makfili hayyina, Allah, forgive our living. And dua is for the deceased. But he starts with the living. Mu'allim, the greatest mu'allim. And I am sent as a mu'allim, Rasulullah s.a.w. Everything he did was also teaching us that look, this is the dead person that I'm doing janazah salat for and making dua, but I'm first saying Allah forgive our living. Allahumma fili hayyina wa mayyitina and our disease. Then at the end of the dua, what does sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teach us? So Allahumma fili hayyina wa mayyitina wa shahidina, present, wa ghaibina, the younger ones, the elder ones, sagina wa kabira, male, female. Huh? Then at the end, what does he end off with? Allahumma man ahyaytahu minna fa ahyihi alal Islam. Wallahum. So ever from here, who's praying Salatul Janazah with Rasulullah, keep him alive upon Islam. Wa man tawaffaytahu minna fa tawaf. And whosoever you give wafat and death to, iman. Here again, he's teaching us. Listen, the one who's gone, he went with iman, he succeeded, he's winning. He's a winner. Are you going to be a winner? Am I going to be a winner? Are we going to die with iman? That's the thing, iman. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives good death in that. And whatever you can do, pray for and all our deceased who passed away in the sickness, and Allah gives them the state of shahadat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, even the waba and all this thing, Allah take away all these sicknesses and all this waba that's going, you know, this plague, down, whatever we can call it. But for a believer, it's a shahadat in any way. So it's a winning situation for Allah, you know, all of Allah bring good decisions down. MashaAllah, your brother started at the kaf too. Allah accept everybody's week of ibadat. Make dua for me too, inshaAllah. Yes. So, sorry.